This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
There's a lot about first dates.
Yeah. We've been talking about this, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, people are saying that first dates are always awkward. So our regular Vox Pop team, Chantelle and Sarah, went out into the streets of Melbourne and asked you guys what you thought.
Can you describe for me your perfect first date?
Maybe a quiet restaurant, maybe just, I don't know, going to see a band, having a few drinks, I mean, getting a bit loose, you know, a bit wild, it's better.
My perfect first date was when I went out with my ex-girlfriends, and we went out to the footy, and there were fireworks, and some random guy passed her a bunch of flowers, and just goes, screw this, handed them to her, and I've gone, I love you, and then we kissed, and that was both our first kiss.
And a nice romantic dinner. What else? I guess like a movie, dinner and a movie, as long as they don't touch you too much, you know, it's a bit gross.
Probably some drinks and some food.
Like a reenactment of Edward and Bella from Twilight. Hanging out, and he takes her to his house. Yeah,
that's... I think you should order, like, a salad if you're a girl and something that's not too messy. If you buy ribs on the first date, that's just too much mess.
Describe to me your perfect first date.
Perfect first date would probably be going out for a nice meal, something tasty, maybe, like, Thai food or something like that. And then, I don't know, probably going for a stroll along the beach, something like that, just chilling out. It's nice, relaxed, really.
When you're on a date, what's your biggest turn-off?
Smoking. Smoking is definitely the biggest turn-off.
When they talk all about themselves and they don't care about what you have to say?
Probably wouldn't have sex on a first date.
Onions.
Bad hair in the wrong places.
So if you were out at a restaurant ordering food, would you avoid ordering something with onions?
I don't know.
Yeah!
That's right, yeah.
Most likely, unless I knew that I had gum or wasn't very interested in the person.
Well, there you go. Everyone's got a different idea of a first date, don't they, Petro?
Wow, some very interesting responses there.
And Chantelle and Sarah, who conducted those Vox Pops, are here in the studio. Thanks for joining us, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for going out and interviewing all the youth of Melbourne.
It was very interesting, yeah.
Now, do you guys have a perfect first date?
Oh, well, my very first date that I ever went on, no, wasn't very perfect at all. Very messy. Like, that girl said something about not ordering messy food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My date ordered nachos, and they were all soggy, you know, how they get. Yeah.
That's lovely. I really liked in that little Vox Pop, one person said, as long as I don't touch you too much, because that's just gross. as well as one person said, my perfect first date would be like Ella, Bella and Edward from Twilight. I'm pretty sure that's a typical response, right?
I think of this generation, at least, well, the past 6 months of... Yeah, the whole Twilight.
I would even like a first date with Edward. So, you know what?
I think I would choose Alice because she's short and she's, like, shorter than me. So, because I'm short myself, so, like, balance out. Shouldn't really be saying this because I've got a girlfriend. So
do we
like,
have any first date story? A first date story?
Okay, I do. Because you're looking at me, so
yeah,
I'll tell you
I knew
mine.
This was coming.
I went on a first date once and it was with a guy who was extremely obnoxious and he went to the... like, we were just walking down the street and he's like, oh, I gotta go to the bank to check my money. And I'm like, oh, you know, if we're like, you know, it can sort of work out if you're going to a restaurant afterwards and they just want to make sure they have enough money on their card to pay sort of thing. So I'm like, yeah, sure. And afterwards he like pulled out his receipt and started showing me his receipt and like sort of flaunting how much money he had.
Why, was he rich?
No, he wasn't, and that was sort of the weird thing. And I just picked up my phone. I said, oh, hey, what's that? Oh, my God, are you for real? Yeah, I'll come straight away. Hung up my phone. I'm like, oh, my friend's in hospital. He just broke my leg. I've really got to go. And left. And, you know, I was quite young at the time.
Did you ever hear from him again?
Never.
That's a bit of an odd one. Maybe he got his first job or something, was really proud.
It still struck me. Not the type of person, not the type of quality that I would.
Yeah, you don't really do that stuff on a first date.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.